The term Laylatul Qadr is used in the Quran 3 times, all in one surah. And hence the surah is known as Suratul Qadr.
Talking even to the Prophet, Quran says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you deeply know what the night of Qadr would be. So Laylatul Qadr means the night that your destiny, my destiny, at least from year to year, will be decreed. This is one meaning. The second meaning of Qad means value, because Qad in Arabic also it means value, something that is valuable. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. The disbelievers, the sinners, they did not value, they did not honor and respect God as He deserved to be respected. First of all, the reason that this night is so valuable is because my destiny will be decreed in it, as we said already, so it's significant night. Second of all, it's the night that the Quran itself, it says that that night is worth more than 1,000 months. One night is worth more than 1,000. And when you calculate it, you see 1,000 months, it's 80 years plus. Ali ibn Abi Hamza, the hadith is in the book of Al-Kafi. He says, I was with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Abu Basir wrote this question up. Abu Basir was a very eminent narrator, scholar at the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, جُعِلْتُ فِدَاكَ اللَّيْلَةُ الَّتِي يُرْجَى فِيهَا مَا يُرْجَى. I'm making some inquiries about the night that we hope what we hope, meaning the night of Qadr. The Imam says, فِي إِحْدَى وَعِشْرِينَ أَوْ ثَلَاثَ وَعِشْرِينَ. Look for it in the night of 21st or 23rd, yani like last night or tomorrow night. Abu Basir is a scholar. He tries to be smart. He says, فَإِن لَمْ أَقْوَ عَلَىٰ كِلْتَيْهِمَا. What if I was not able to do both of them? I'm not strong enough. I'm sick. I need to come to the mosque only one night, please. Tell me which one. I know you know. Tell me which night. The Imam says, مَا أَيْسَرَ لَيْلَةً فِيمَا تَطْلُوا. Ya Abu Basir, what are you after in the night of Qadr? Two nights in a year, is it too much? That still you want to be stingy and you want to precisely come only one night? How easy it is to come two nights over a year for what you are after? Imam doesn't tell him. Abu Basir tries to like be smart from a different angle. He says, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, رُبَّمَا رَأَيْنَا الْحِلَالَ عِنْدَنَا وَجَعَنَا مَنْ يُخْبِرُنَا بِخِلَافِ ذَلِكْ مِنْ أَرْضًا أُخْرَى. Sometimes it happened that the moon sighted on a particular night here. In another part, it was sighted another night. Now we don't know which night it is because of the moon sighting. Now I don't know whether tonight is the night of 23rd, for example, or tomorrow night. What am I supposed to do? Again, tries to see if he can get the precise night. The Imam says, مَا أَيْسَرَ أَرْبَعَ لَيَالٍ فِي مَا تَطْلُبُ فِيهَا. Is it a big deal to have four nights? Suppose four nights in your life, you want to stay away to get what you want. Sometimes you spend hours and hours and make a trip to go to humans begging and come back empty-handed. Four nights, what's a big deal? Still the Imam doesn't tell him. No matter how much Abu Basir tries to over a smart astaghfirullah Imam Sadiq doesn't budge. Imam Sadiq doesn't disclose the secret to him. In one night, spiritually, you can be so elevated more than 8 years plus the life of someone who has not understood, has not met the requirement of the Laylatul Qadr. So it's a very valuable night. Have you ever thought about it? Why the nights of Qadr, possibility of the nights of Qadr, the Imam has said 19th or jump it to 21st or 23rd. Quran says Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr. You know that Layla is singular. So in reality, what we are searching in quest, looking for it, is only one night. Then why is it that the Rawayat says that either the night of 19th or 21st or 23rd? Think about it. Because God wants also you and I to value the nights of our life. God says that half of your life is nighttime. Value it. Value the night. The point is that in this month of Ramadan, if I learn that from now onward, Ya Allah, I will value the nights of my life, then I have met Laylatul Qadr in one sense. Inna anzalnahu, when did we send it? Fi Laylatul Qadr, in the night of Qadr. And again, when we say we are sending it down, there are different types of sending. Sometimes it's the water, the rain that God sends down, physical falling. When Quran is coming down, it's not something physical to say that revelation was in another planet, came down to this planet Earth. This Enzal is, we call it Enzal al-Maqami, is the status. Because it's coming from the High Majesty, the Almighty God, figuratively is referred to as something is coming down. But always, anytime there is any revelation that is coming down, there has to be an elevation from the receiver as well. Impossible for any prophet to receive the revelation unless revelation has to come down, and the prophet spiritually has to be had elevated up as well. Because God wants also you and I to value the nights of our life.